from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brian Higgins is with us on the WBEN Trocare College Liveline, president and CEO of Shays Theater. We're going to talk about curtain up and the start of the theater season shortly, but I've got to ask you, Brian, about what we're seeing with Mayor Brown right now. You kind of started this, leaving in the middle of your term in Congress for a job in the private sector, and now it seems the same is happening with the mayor if he accepts this job with OTB. Have you talked with him, and do you have any thoughts on what Mayor Brown is doing?
Well, I think what the mayor is doing is probably in the best interest of him and his family. He's been mayor for nearly 2 decades. That's a long time to be in the public eye, and an opportunity to go into the not-for-profit world or the private sector is always enticing, particularly when you've served that long. So it's just, you know, you're seeing, I think, a generational change in politics and government in Buffalo and Western New York, and that change is good, healthy, and should be embraced.
Generational change, to be sure. A lot of names we've known for so long, now moving on to something else, like you, now with Shays, right? And you're about to have a pretty exciting week and months ahead, kicking off the season. What's going on at Shays, and how are you getting ready, gearing up for the new season?
Well, it's the 41st Curtain Up Week, which celebrates the start of the theater season in Buffalo and across Western New York. And obviously, Shays, you know, plays a leadership role, not only in terms of downtown development, but the theater district and nurturing good young talent from Western New York. So this week, or starting last night, actually, Dr. Anthony Chase was being honored with a star in the Buffalo Theater District's Plaza of Stars. Tony is a theater critic and a theater scholar. He founded the Artie Awards and has been recognized for his excellence in Western New York theater. So that was last night. Today we are inducting 4 individuals into the Western New York Entertainment Hall of Fame, which has been dormant for 20 years. The inductees are film and television Broadway performer Stephen McKinley Henderson. Posthumously, we will also induct the founder of the Ujima Theater Company, Lorna Hill, Broadway producer, multi-Tony Award-winning producer, Albert Nocciolino, and the past president of Shays, Patrick Fagan. Patrick is the president emeritus at Shays. So we have a lot of activity today, but curtain up starts on Friday. There will be a cocktail reception in the Shays lobby. There'll be 11 performances throughout the region on Friday, including activity at all 3 of Shays theaters. Shays theater will starring Buffalo is presented a 2024 Curtain Up Cabaret at Shays 710. Kevin Oakey Theater is performing Newsies, and at Shays Smith, O'Connell and Company is presenting Twisted.
Wow, it's a lot going on. 11 shows running basically at the same time. I mean, this is a good sign for the theater season in Buffalo, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. I mean, Shays has had an extraordinary year. You know, the good thing about that is we're attracting people from all over the region who are coming into the theater district, who are coming into downtown Buffalo, who otherwise wouldn't be there. Last year alone, we drew about 325,000 people, an economic impact just from the Broadway series of about $35 million. There are 109 restaurants, bars, and coffee shops in and around the theater district. And this is, you know, we are positioned, we're poised for a very, very good year coming up. So it's a celebration of all of that, but it's a reminder of the hard work that we still have to do to draw people in. We want to make the theater district not just active when the theater is active, but a destination all day, every day, which will really, you know, help downtown Buffalo, help the economy of all the merchants I just identified, and just, again, celebrate. We're entering our centennial anniversary of Shays in 2026. And it has a great tradition and a very, very, very positive future.
You know, on what you just said, not that you weren't familiar with downtown Buffalo and that area, but after a few months of kind of getting your feet wet and getting to know Shays really in depth, what are some ways that you think Shays, that Buffalo can capitalize on, maybe whether it's expanding the footprint of the theater district, of doing something outside of Shays? Where are areas for improvement around the theater itself?
Great question. People mostly associate Shays with Broadway, but we have an obligation to the smaller community theaters to give them a stage, if you will, and to just increase the number of activations. In other words, the Shays Performing Arts Center is three venues, and looking at those days which are inactive and making those active will change the dynamic of downtown Buffalo, change the dynamic of the theater district, and further amplify Shays' leadership role in doing all of that within the cultural, the arts and cultural economy of Buffalo and Western New York. If you look at a comparison of the general economic growth in the region, employment growth, and then you look at the arts and cultural sector, it's like a hockey stick. It's very, very impressive. And what we want to do is nurture that further, and so that we can sustain it over the longer term.
Well, you know, Brian, there's nothing like curtain up downtown, outdoor street party, great forecast too. How can people take part?
Yeah, just it starts at 5 o'clock in the Shays lobby with a cocktail reception. You can reach out to Shays to get information, get on our website, and you get all the detail for the 11 performances that will be going on Friday night. There is an after-performance street party, which is in the theater district, and there'll be all kinds of entertainment. So it's very, very exciting. It's a great time of year in Buffalo. As you mentioned, the weather forecast is great, and this is a great party to celebrate Buffalo and Western New York in the beginning of the theater season.
Well, Brian, thanks so much for being on with us this morning. Brian Higgins with Shays, President and CEO of Shays Buffalo, will be celebrating Curtain Up, getting the theater season started here in Western New York.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!